What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the 17th episode of the Jordan Poirier Podcast. It is Thursday, February 22nd, 2023. Where is the time going? Beautiful day down here in South Florida. Got a lot of things done today. Very productive day. Very productive week. Hope you guys are having a productive week as well. Not a lot happening in the world, so we're going to dive into some random stuff today in the podcast, and you know, hopefully we have some fun with it. First off, got invited to help with the broadcast down at the Combine in Indianapolis next week. So I will be on the field with the DBs during the Combine, giving my 2 cents. I'm really excited about it. I thought it was a really cool opportunity to be able to go out there. And just kind of like I said earlier in a couple of my podcasts ago, you know, just putting my face out there. This football thing ain't going to last forever. But, you know, for right now, I definitely want to keep playing. Speaking of, free agency is right amongst us. I am a free agent. I'm excited. Like I said, I've said it before, I'm going to enjoy this process. Not really sure what to expect. I do know I am a ball player, so whatever team gets J-Poe is going to, you know, I believe they're going to be better, you know, and so I'm excited about whatever's to come. You know, if that's Buffalo, you know, been out there 6 years, we know what to do. If not, that's just part of the business. You know, a lot of people have asked me, oh, if it wasn't Buffalo, you know, where would you go? You know, I kind of ponder the question every once in a while. Would love to go to a state that doesn't take half of my money. That has nothing to do with the city or the fan, nothing to do with any of that. But I'd love to go to a place where they don't take half of my money. It's just crazy. You know, it's crazy to me that how taxes work. And, you know, some people will say, oh, you know, you're already making X amount of money. Where do taxes even, you know, taxes play a big part in, you know, all of our lives, especially, you know, at the level that we play at. You know, you look at some of your checks and, you know, some places you go take half of your check away and you're wondering, you know, where is that money even going? What are they doing with that money? So if it wasn't Buffalo, it'd be nice to be warm. It'd be nice to see the sun maybe every week or so, every other week at least. You know, and, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what's going to happen. I'd be happy to have an opportunity to play anywhere. You know, I've been playing 10 years. I know how to play this game. I know how to prepare for this game. This offseason already started off great, getting my body right. I feel really good right now. And I'm excited about the next opportunity. Like I said, I don't know how it's going to play out or how it's going to work out. What's going to make sense is going to make sense. And I'm going to look after, you know, my family and myself, and you know, the business is going to look after the business. So I'm not too worried about it, not too stressed about it. Just, you know, one day at a time and continuing to just, you know, have a positive mindset about everything. Because at the end of the day, you know, if this football thing were to end tomorrow, like, I'm good. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want it to because I still love this game. But, like, you know, if it were to end tomorrow, like, you know, I would be satisfied with the career that I've had, over the 10 years. You know, there's no way in hell if you'd asked me 10 years ago, if you'd asked anybody around me 10 years ago, if, you know, if I'd have been playing in the league 10 years, they'd probably thought you was crazy. But I do still have fun with the game. I still do still love the game. So I do want to keep playing, and I want to go help a team win a championship, you know, no matter where that's at. I still feel like I know I can play at a high level. I can compete at a high level. And like I said, you know, I'm excited about this process. We'll see what happens. Big weekend this weekend. Shout out to my dog, Tua. A lot of Bills fans won't like that. I am friends with Tua. I'm going to his birthday party this weekend. I am excited about that. Tua will be turning, it's crazy, he's going to be turning 25. Young boy, young baller, man. Now I'm excited to go over there and see some of the guys that I've known for quite a while, haven't seen in a while. But yeah, Tua and I met, I want to say not last year, but the off season before. I went out to a golf course that he was a member at. Somebody had mentioned he was a member at. I can't remember what the course was called. So I hit him up on Instagram. I was like, yo, you ever need someone to golf with? Let's go play. So shoot, we went and played. Shoot, that offseason we probably played like 10 rounds together last offseason. Probably about the same, played a bunch of rounds together. So he came to my golf event at the end of last offseason. Really good dude, man. Huge fan of Tua. And I know he was dealing with a lot of stuff, you know, concussion wise this last offseason, but dude's a baller. Got a lot of respect for him and his craft. And so shout out to you too. Happy birthday, brother. I'll be there with my wife at your birthday party Saturday night. I don't know who else will be there. You know, maybe we'll get, we'll have to, I don't know. It'd be crazy to go to stay in the East and go come down here to South Florida now. So I might have to put my best suit on, put a nice little tie on. I know Mike McDaniels will be in there. You know, Mike McDaniels and I went go back to Cleveland. He probably don't even remember me on that team, but I remember he was a quarterback's coach. I think we were playing, I want to say it was the Ravens, and they had a trick play with Johnny Manziel, where Johnny would pretend like he was coming off the field, and he like stood on the sideline, and somebody snapped the running back the ball, and Johnny just takes off down the sideline and catches like a 40-yard bomb down the sideline. I remember Mike McDaniels sitting on, they had him on the TV screen with his play sheet over his face, kind of like, you know, acting like he's calling a play. And then he puts his sheet down and he tells Johnny to go when the ball snapped. That was one of my memories of him. But no, we'll see who's over there. Be a cool little event. Also, my boy Levi Wallace, golf tournament coming up in a couple weeks. Next weekend, I'll be out in Arizona. So I'll be going from Indianapolis, doing my field stuff on the field. For my broadcast, and then I'll be shooting over to Phoenix for my buddy Levi Wallace's golf tournament that he's having. Levi, if I'm coming out to yours, boy, you better be coming out to mine, my brother. I'm flying just for the day just to go support my guy Levi Wallace, also in hopes that he come support my golf tournament. That's what we do, man. Guys go support each other in the off season. That's what it's about, man. It's my boy. I love him. So, of course, I'm going to go support him. Even if I didn't have a golf tournament, I'd still go support him just because I love him. Let's get into pick six. Love this category. We got some good stuff for you guys today. I hope, because there's some stuff going on, man. What's up with these MLB rules? The first pick of the pick six category, we're going to talk about these MLB rules. I like a couple of them. I don't like some of them. The pitch clock. The new rule with the pitch clock, I think the pitcher only gets 15 seconds to throw a pitch, and the batter's got to be in the box at the 8-second mark. It's kind of like a shot clock. Speed the game up, because baseball games are long as hell. I don't know how many people are just sitting in front of their TV just watching a baseball game for 4.5 hours. So I like that rule. It's a lot of pitchers like to take their sweet-ass times. A lot of batters like to take their sweet-ass times, and a lot of mind games going between the pitcher and the batter. You know, in those situations, so no more of that. Talk about the pickoff rules. You're only allowed two pickoff throws. So if a batter's on first, if a runner's on first base, that pitcher only gets two attempts to pick that runner off while he's on the bag. On the third attempt, that's technically a balk. If you attempt it on the third time, he basically has to get out. he either has to be stealing, or you have to pick him off, and he's got to be out, or else it's a balk. So I don't know how I feel about that rule, you know, because I feel like now it's a whole, there's a lot of strategies, a lot more different strategies going to come behind it, you know, whether that's as the pitcher or the runner, you know, if the pitcher's already thrown, you know, actually could be reverse psychology mind games with that. You know, the pitcher already thrown two pickoffs, you know, he can't throw the third. So, you know, maybe a hit and run opportunity right there because, you know, he can't come over. But then, you know, the pitch, shoot, it's a lot of mind games going to be happening this year. It should be interesting to watch. It should be very interesting to watch. So the ghost runner rule, if I remember this correct, the ghost runner rule is in extra innings where the runner can start. They get a runner to get to start on second base. Another way to speed up the game, per se. I don't know how I feel about it. You're just starting a runner in scoring position and extra innings and crunch time. I don't know how I feel about it, but I don't make the rules. I just get to talk about them and then get my opinions. Pick number two. It is snowing in my home state of Oregon. What in the hell? Astoria, Oregon gets some snow this morning. My dad called me last night talking about it's going to snow. I said, where are you? He said, I'm home in Astoria. I said, what? It doesn't snow there, in case you guys are wondering. We live right on the mouth of the Columbia River that connects right to the Pacific Ocean. And you rarely get snow. That's almost like saying, not as much, but I almost say, you know, it's also snowing in Vegas, Las Vegas. What the hell is, what's up all this snow? Snowing all over the place. Portland's getting snow. Oregon's getting snow. Not usually a time for snow up there, but it's like in Miami when it rains, when you're driving on the freeway. You know, people just lose their mind. It's the same thing in Portland. You know, it starts snowing, people just lose their mind. Drive safe. Understand that you must go drive slow in the snow. Please, just drive safe. Pick number three. Damian Lillard, he is stuck on a tarmac for 7 hours. And he comes up with a rap. I don't even remember what he named it, but he raps. Being with his teammates, being stuck on, and it was actually, I ain't gonna lie, I out of the 10, I rated, I'm not a rapper, but for him to just go, it wasn't off the dome, he had his phone off one of the best beats, probably, you know, known right now, but I would give it a probably 8 out of 10, it was fire, I ain't gonna lie, for him to just pull that up on the tarmac and stuck on a plane, with his boys around and then post it to the world. I ain't gonna lie. That was dope. So I give it a cool 8 out of 10. Who is the best rapper that I know in the NFL? Without a doubt, Cole Beasley. My guy just is like a Eminem style rapper, and it's dope to see him freestyle, like on the buses, on the planes, in the locker room. But my guy has some bars. Y'all might not like him. I don't care. I love him. I love him for who he is. I love him for everything that he stands for and his rap game fire. So let's go to pick number four. Let's talk about some of these offseason GMs. I'm not talking about the GMs of the 32 teams in the NFL or I don't know how many teams are in the NBA or the MLB. I'm not talking about those GMs. I'm talking about the Twitter GMs and the Instagram GMs. That's partly why I had to get off social media for a little bit because there's too many, you know, I get too many people in my DMs, too many people messaging me, telling me go here or don't go there or don't do this or do this. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't care what you think. I don't care your opinion. I'm going to do what's best for me and my family. There are a lot of offseason GMs who feel like they understand what's going on. And it's just, it ain't cool. It really not cool. You can play the part all you want. But to me, it's honestly whack. People are, like I said, people are going to have their opinions, but there's a line. You start bringing family members. You start bringing other outside stuff. It's whack, bro. Let the GMs do their job. And fans, y'all just be the fans. The players are going to be the players. We just going to continue to move like that. I like that. Twitter ruined everything, bro. It really did. Twitter ruined a lot of stuff. And I dislike that I feel like I gotta go on Twitter to just like check something up, like whether it's the news or whether it's just, you know, what teams are doing. Like, I hate it. You know, I wish we could go back into a time where there was no social media, where there was no Instagram, no Twitter, no TikTok. No TikTok. Let's say TikTok. No TikTok. I don't even have TikTok, but TikTok, I mean, I'm scared for my daughter to go grow up in this social media age, you know. I'm scared to give her a phone. I already see her on her iPad watching these weird shows that are just weird. I'm just like, yo, like, let's take time to, you know, get up out of our phones, spend time with our loved ones, spend time with ourselves, you know, enjoy the off season. The off season is for a reason. Like, we don't gotta talk football 365 days of the year. You don't. You really don't. There's a time to talk ball, you know. I get it, the draft's coming up. I get it. I get it, your favorite team. I get it. But, you know, woosah. Let's woosah. You know, I read some crazy, crazy stuff online. And it's just, what word does Stephen A. use? Blasphemy. This is blasphemy, some of the stuff that you read. So let's woosah a little bit. Pick number five. Who will be the number one pick this year? My idea, or my opinion of who the Indianapolis Colts are going to take at number one, is Bryce Young. I feel like you have to. Really unsure of Matt Ryan and, you know, what he's going to be able to continue to do. I'm not even sure if he's still under contract there, but I feel like you got to take a quarterback. It's a organization that's, you know, trying to rebuild, and, you know, and it all starts at the quarterback position. You know, you look at all these Super Bowl teams of the past, all had somebody who is going to throw the ball, make plays, win, and make game-changing plays in crucial situation. And Bryce Young is that type of player. I got a lot of respect for him as a quarterback, and we'll see what happens. You know, I think in my predictions right now, we go back to Aaron Rodgers. You can't count him out. Didn't make the playoffs, so I was 0-1 there. Tom Brady said you can't count him out. They start off the season, I think they're like 4-8 or something like that, still in like second place in the division. You couldn't count him out. They still made the playoffs. So I'll take that. I'm going to take that dub. So we 1-1. And then the prediction of the Super Bowl, pretty sure if y'all heard me and y'all went to go throw a bet on the game after hearing my podcast, you won some money. I feel like I get maybe 1 or 2% of that, but we'll talk about that another time. But yeah, Bryce Young, is that going to be, are we going to be 3-for-4 on picks so far? We'll see. Pick number six. I mean, the top five places I want to visit. I want to go to Egypt. I got to go to Egypt. I got to see the pyramids. It's weird. I want to go to Antarctica. I want to know what's going on down there. I feel like being lied to about all the shit that's been going on down there. Like, there's actually stuff down there that we need to talk about. It'll be another time. I want to go to Thailand. A couple of my boys have gone to Thailand, and they just say it's absolutely just beautiful. The people are beautiful. The beaches are beautiful. I want to go to Greece. My wife and I have been talking about going to Greece forever. Haven't actually made the trip. We're kind of on the up on the hills. And then I want to go to Africa. I want to go to Africa so bad. That might be my retirement trip for like a month and just be engulfed in the jungle. Like, be, I'm not trying to go to Africa to sightsee. I'm trying to go to Africa to like be see some real life. You know, see some a lion going and freaking hunting down a tiger, zebra freaking just getting away, or just some real life stuff. I really want to go to Africa and see that, some elephants. See some crazy videos of got people taking safari trips, and they're on an open truck, and I think it's fascinating. They're on just an open truck, and elephants will sit there and stare at them, and you know, the instructor will sit there and tell, hey, don't make a noise, be quiet. You know, in so many videos, you see elephants just start booking it at the truck. And I just wonder to myself, like, in that situation, how am I going to react? Hey, you sitting in the truck, you taking this picture of this elephant, so beautiful, so elegant. You see a mommy elephant come. Oh, beautiful elephant. That thing looks at you, and the whole herd starts, like, taking off at you. I mean, I've seen a lot of videos where that driver, he hits that thing in reverse so bad, he starts backing up, the dirt flying up in the road, and the elephants is chasing you. All you can do is just sit there and just hope and pray. Real life, man. I want to experience it. I want to see what it's about. My top five places. Tell me what your top five places are in the comments. Hope you guys enjoyed the show this week. We'll be back on next week with another episode. Before I go to Indianapolis, before I go to Arizona for my boy Levi Wallace golf tournament. Until then, I will see you next time. Peace.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.